For policymakers, the numbers are overwhelming. 3 million deaths, 5 million new infections of the AIDS virus just last year. But for families, AIDS is an intensely personal story. For the Hearing Voices Radio Project, producer Joe Plotz spoke with women around Seattle who were struggling with HIV, including Dory Bryan, a teenager, and her mother, Barbara Bryan, who had passed the virus on to Dory in utero. And we begin here with the teenager, Dory.
I've always been interested in learning. I mean, I wanted to learn everything there was about this virus that was in me. I would ask questions a lot, particularly to my mom. I don't know if my mother knows it, but I have learned quite a bit. She has taught me to be courageous, to fight back if need be. Not with my fists, but with my mind. Maybe with my voice. I was in the hospital one time because I was extremely sick with cryptococcal meningitis. Extremely ill. It gives you a horrible, horrible headache and it never goes away. And the only way you can get rid of it is if they give you spinal taps to release the pressure. And it's a fungus on the brain, basically. And on your spinal cord in the back right here. And oh, it's painful. I didn't talk to anybody. I didn't look at anybody. Even my closest friends I didn't talk to or look at. I didn't say anything. I didn't eat. I didn't drink. I didn't talk. I didn't cry. I was numb totally from head to toe, inside and out. You know, and my mother, she was the one who rescued me. To me, to this very day, my mother is my number one heroine. She has pulled me out of the gutter so many times.
She's gonna make me cry.
My mother had to shake me. She literally made me cuss and swear, you know, just to shake something up, to make me feel something. Because at the time, I wasn't feeling anything.
When Dory gets sick, and she gets so far close to the edge, she just loses, her wasting begins. You know, she doesn't eat, she has dreams and visions about seeing my mom and angels, and I see angels, and you know, we're in the spirit all the time, and we're praying and we're lifting, and we're like, we're living on two dimensions at once, in the physical and the spiritual, and that's where we are at, and people are sucked into that energy, and so they go along with us on that journey, and then she gets better because something happens. So at one moment we're talking about death, praying, and asking for a miracle. Like the last time she had a seizure, she was down to 74 pounds, having seizures regularly. This was like 3 months ago. Not eating, wanting to go to God. And I'm ready to send her off. Okay, you know, she falls down in her room. We hear the clunk, go upstairs, and I'm just holding her. And she pees on herself while she's having the seizure. And for 10 minutes, she's seizing, and I can't cry because if she is floating in the spirit, I don't want her to see me crying. So I just keep praying, and that's so hard to see your child suffer from something you gave them.
Barbara and Dory Bryan. In the time since Joe Plotz made that recording, Dory died from her illness. Her mother, Barbara, continues to live with hers.